Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Blue Star Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. We have with us today from the management, Mr. B. Thiagarajan, Managing Director, Blue Star Limited, and Mr. Nikhil Sohoni, Group Chief Financial Officer, Blue Star Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. B. Thiagarajan. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining this call. We had the opportunity to meet many of you on May 5th. That was the physical meet at Hotel Four Seasons after we had announced the results for FY23. So you may be aware, in that conference and subsequently in many interactions, including television interviews, the concern about the unseasonal rains during summer season, and therefore room air conditioner sales may be impacted and what we are doing. So we had said that this is not expected, but we will figure out how we go forward, and if we are in the room air conditioners business, we have to cope with this kind of uncertainties. It can always rain, and the industry was impacted. We were also impacted to an extent. I had always maintained that given the penetration levels in the room air conditioner segment, the long-term prospects for that business will continue to be good, and we had gone on to even project from the industry or individually from Blue Star that for the financial year FY24, I think the industry will be growing by at least 10%, and 15% is still possible, and Blue Star will grow faster than that. That had been the direction with which we have been working. Important thing was there was a huge build-up to the summer because the IMD forecast was a very favorable summer season for companies such as ours. Now, fortunately, unlike the earlier years where one will end up building inventory through the import route and you will find it difficult, relatively we are better off because of the component ecosystem that has evolved and the finished goods manufacturing happening in a much bigger way than what used to be in the past. So therefore, you can be rest assured that there has not been an inventory pressure, and the inventory pressure can lead to dilution of prices, and it can one will take a longer time to recover when the festival season sets in. The second part is Blue Star's own business model where we are not entirely dependent on B2C businesses alone. We have a strong B2B portfolio as well. Fortunately for us, the other businesses, which are electromechanical projects or commercial air conditioning and commercial refrigeration, these businesses had risen to occasion and to deliver and partially compensate for the shortfall that would have happened in the room air conditioners business. The good news was that the month of June was far better than the month of May, and we are hopeful that the rest of the year, even the room air conditioner business should come back to deliver higher growth than the previous year. This is where we are. So you have seen the results, and I will hand it over to Mr. Nikhil Sohoni, who will take you through the highlights for the quarters. Post that, we will answer your questions, including the announcement that we will raise additional capital. And I suppose many of you will have questions related to that as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Thiagarajan. So good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Nikhil Sohoni, and I'll be providing you an overview of the results of the company. We entered the Q1 FY24 on a strong note, on the heels of an exceptional Q4 FY23, with a record carry-forward book and a promising summer season. With the projects business continuing to do well in the quarter, unseasonal rains across the country resulted in a muted demand for unitary products. The company swiftly took necessary corrective actions, and thanks to its diversified B2B business portfolio, delivered good results for the quarter. Financial highlights for the quarter ended June on a consolidated basis are as follows. Revenue from operations for Q1 grew by 12.6% to 2,226 crores as compared to 1,977 crores in Q1 of last year. EBITDA, excluding other income for Q1 FY24, improved to 145 crores. That was an EBITDA margin of 6.5% as compared to 123.31 crores in Q1 of last year, which was an EBITDA margin of 6.2%. PBT before exceptional items grew by 12.8% to 113.61 crores in the current quarter as compared to 100.7 crores in Q1 of last year. Tax expenses for current quarter were at 30.24 crores as compared to 26.34 crores in Q1 of last year. Net profit for current quarter grew to rupees 83.4 crores as compared to 74.4 crores in Q1 of last year. Carry-forward order book as of June 30 grew by 37% to 5,359 crores as compared to 3,901 crores as of June last year. Carry-forward order book for March 31, if you remember, stood at 5,042 crores. As reported earlier, the company continues to invest in manufacturing capacity expansion as a part of its growth plans to improve profitability through localization. Consequently, the capital employed as of June 30, 2023, increased to 1,700 crores as compared to 1,018 crores as of June last year. We also continue to invest and expand our R&D portfolio. Thus, we ended the quarter with a net borrowing of 283.5 crores with a debt-equity ratio of 0.21 on a net basis as compared to a net cash position of 81 crores as of June last year. Considering the growth plans and ensuing CapEx requirements of the company, the board has approved raising funds by way of QIP to ensure a balanced and optimum capital structure. Coming to business highlights, segment one, that is electromechanical projects and commercial air conditioning systems, the revenue for this segment grew by 19.1% to 949.12 crores in current quarter as compared to 796.8 crores in quarter one of last year. The segment result was rupees 66.6 crores, which was 7% of revenue in the current quarter as compared to 45.2 crores, which was 5.7% of revenue in the last quarter. Order inflow for the quarter was 1,224.7 crores as compared to 1,365.9 crores in the Q1 of last year. So in electromechanical projects business, while there were fewer than anticipated orders from the commercial building sector, we continued to witness healthy bookings from factories and data center sectors driven by continued thrust of the government in encouraging manufacturing investments. We also witnessed an uptick in inquiries from healthcare and hospitality sectors. Additionally, inflow of inquiries and tenders in railway electrification and metro railway sectors remained buoyant throughout the quarter. Major orders were received from IndusInd Bank Chennai, Maruti Suzuki, just to name a few. Carry-forward order book of electromechanical projects business was at 4,038 crores as of June in this year as compared to 2,777 crores in June of last year. There was a growth of 45.4%. Coming to commercial air conditioning systems, continued traction from the government, industrial, and healthcare sectors, coupled with increasing demand from the education and retail sectors, enabled growth in revenue during the quarter. Demand from Tier 3, 4, and 5 cities continued to be encouraging, with significant and high-value orders from these towns. We continue to maintain our number one position in conventional and inverter ducted air conditioning systems as well as scroll chillers, and second position in VRFs and screw chillers. We also received many significant orders for the recently launched centrifugal chillers. Some of the major orders received during the quarter were from Foxconn Technology, Bangalore, IOCL Baroda, Mindspace Business Park, Thane, just to name a few. Coming to international business, business and economic activities in the Middle East markets continued to remain upbeat, with significant growth plans and ensuing policies by the Saudi government. There have been huge investments in the region. Consequently, we witnessed strong demand for our B2B products across territories. Despite delayed summers, we also witnessed a growth in demand for our room air conditioners as compared to last year. The pace of inquiries and order inflows at Qatar continued to remain moderate, with economic activities in the country yet to pick up after the FIFA World Cup. The operations of the joint venture at Malaysia is slowly bouncing back after a prolonged slowdown and weak macroeconomic conditions in the country. We are also in the process of developing advanced products and solutions for North America and Europe. Coming to the second segment, which is the unitary products, the segment revenue grew by 6.3% to 1,198.5 crores in current quarter as compared to 1,127.6 crores in the quarter one of last year. Segment result was rupees 89.3 crores, that is 7.5% of revenue in the quarter one of this year as compared to 91.1 crore, which was 8.1% of revenue in the quarter one of last year. In the cooling and purification products business, due to unseasonal rains, demand for room air conditioners remained flat. Our growth was modest and the market share was maintained at 13.5%. Margins for the quarter remained flat on account of subdued demand. We continue to invest in expanding our distribution footprint across the country. For the commercial refrigeration business, it witnessed traction across all segments with an uptick in demand from the hospitality, pharma and processed food sectors. With the opening up of the educational institutions and commercial establishments such as malls, we witnessed strong demand growth for our storage water coolers. Additionally, with significant investments in infrastructure for warehousing and logistics segment, we witnessed growth in modular cold rooms category. We also witnessed increased traction for our kitchen refrigeration equipment driven by growth of QSRs and the hospitality sector. We continue to maintain our leadership position in deep freezers, storage water coolers and modular cold rooms. Some of the major orders received during the quarter were from New Parliament House, New Delhi, DHL Chennai and Nestle India, to name a few. Coming to segment 3, which is professional electronics and industrial systems, the segment revenue grew by 48.9% to 78.43 crores in the quarter one of the current year as compared to 52.7 crores in the quarter one of last year. Segment result was 10.5 crores, which is 13.4% of revenue in the current quarter as compared to 5.9 crores, which was 11.2% of revenue in the quarter one of last year. With a steady rise in corporate capex across segments, we witnessed growth across all lines of business. The non-destructive testing businesses continued to gain momentum. Increased penetration and investments in healthcare segment by both public and private sector continued to create opportunities for the healthcare business. Major orders were received from Tirumala Hospitals, FIS Payment Solutions, Bhushan Power, Steel and Bank of Baroda, to name a few. Coming to business outlook, with continued investments in infrastructure sector and with the capital investment cycle playing out in a significant manner in many sectors, including manufacturing, the demand for our B2B products and solutions is expected to be robust. The demand for commercial refrigeration products continued to grow at a healthy pace. While the summer season impacted the room air conditioner category, given the penetration levels, we hope the demand will revive in the festive season. As in the past, we will remain agile and implement necessary course correction strategies. We are optimistic about the prospects for the rest of the year. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I am done with my opening remarks. I would like to now pass it back to the moderator, who will open the floor to questions. We will try to answer as many questions as we can. To the extent we are unable to, we will get back to you via email. With that, we are open for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Also, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Bhumika Nair from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. So my first question is on the unitary product segment. We've seen about a 6-7% kind of a growth, and if I can get some color of how the actual RAC and the other commercial refrigeration bit of the business has done, because we understand the market has been seen actually a bit of a decline, and you mentioned that our market share has been fairly steady. So is it possible to get some color on the breakup of revenue growth or how the two parts of the business have performed within the segment?
I'm trying to understand your question. This is Tyagarajan. You're saying that whether room air conditioners degrew and that is compensated by commercial refrigeration. Is that your question?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It will again become a selective disclosure for the simple reason you are not aware of what it was last year also. I will put it like this. I think the industry would have grown by 10% in the room air conditioner business. That is my estimate, okay? And I think we would have degrown much lesser because of institutions, we do a larger share. Then you can draw your own conclusions.
Got it, sir. Understood. Understood. So fair to say that means that we've gained market share because we've obviously not degrown
very, 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 very marginally. Very marginally. So the other thing in this market share debate alone I can do for 6 hours. You are all seeing the market share based on the numbers of revenue, correct? It is not based on the volumes. So quite a few data that will be available in the public domain is based on the volumes. Now, there had been an energy label change and there had been a repositioning of our products itself. Say for Blue Star, our average price realization per unit would have come down because we are into affordable segment as well. So you will not be, unfortunately, the data architecture, data ecosystem that is available in this country, you won't be able to figure out all or any of this at all. But we want to be transparent to the extent possible without violating any of the regulations. In that context, I can tell you that even though our volume would have grown in the value terms, I think we wouldn't have gained market share. It would have remained the same as our assessment.
Okay, sir. Understood. So, my second question is related to the fundraise that was brought up. What is the requirement for this? Where are we looking to kind of utilize these cash flows? And would it be entirely through equity, or given that we are largely debt-free, there would be a mix of debt and equity as well?
Nikhil will. So, in fact, this particular question, since many of you will have, he will elaborately answer this question so that the others can use their opportunity for some other questions.
Yeah. So, Bhumika, what the intention of the fundraise is to ensure that the company always has an optimum capital structure. So, we have, of course, this raise will be primarily equity. That is what we are targeting to do. And with that, what will happen is, what you see is a net debt level. So the net debt level was 284 crores around in this June, which was, as we said, last June around 87 crores cash position. So there is a slight increase in debt, and at a gross level, the debt is at around 600 crores. So we want to ensure that as we grow, we have had a substantial capex, which we have done in last 2 years, which has primarily been funded by internal accruals. And while that we continue to fund capex going forward, we also want to ensure that we have sufficient net worth available should the growth capital be raised by way of debt going forward. So there will be CapEx which will be happening over next 3 years, which we need to fund. We have to ensure that we have sufficient balance sheet strength to raise debt going forward. All of that requires us to have a very strong balance sheet, which this equity raise will kind of enable. And that's why this fund infusion has been thought about. As of now, equity is what we are targeting for. But of course, the resolution, the board, that approval has come is open, and by way of QIP, we can do debt or an equity, but primary intent is equity.
Okay, sir. And the use of funds, for what will we, I mean, we have all, we've started our Sri City facility. So where will this CapEx be utilized towards?
So the CapEx is a continuing thing. So current year, as you are aware, we are also investing in sub-300-liter capacity at Vadodara. We are also investing in the Sri City. We have a kind of capacity which goes up to 300,000 today, which will go up to 600,000 as we go forward. So CapEx is a continuing thing which will happen. As we scale up, the volumes go up. In value terms, even the working capital requirements are going to be there. This being a seasonal industry, you are aware that at June level, when we are seeing now, it is perhaps the lowest level of the inventory. And as we go forward, working capital also has to be built up to support the scale. We will also try to see if we can retire some debt which is there on the books, which may be slightly high cost. So all of that combinations will be done. So including working capital, CapEx, general corporate purpose, it will be diversified use of these monies.
So for your information, the Sri City, I will explain more. There are three phases there. What we had declared as commercial production is phase one, which is 300,000 numbers. Total capacity it has got is 1.2 million. So there are two more phases that are supposed to happen in Sri City. In the meanwhile, the other information is also in public domain that the current factory is around 20 acres. We have bought 40 more acres of land in Sri City, which internally we call it as Sri City 2. That is meant for commercial air conditioning products, both for domestic and export markets. And after completing phase three, we will commence the construction of the Sri City next plant. So as Nikhil mentioned that it is basically for the capacity expansion in line with our growth plan. And it is also coming at a time where we had postponed this investment for many, many years. As you may recollect, it was in 2011-12, we started with Jammu. And Sri City land itself was bought, and we waited and waited and waited for us to get the confidence that, yes, these capacities are required. And so primarily, this is the reason for our raising capital.
Sure, sir. I'll come back in the question queue. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from the line of Ravi Swaminathan from Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
Very good morning, sir. My first question is with respect to the ordering environment regarding the first segment. This quarter, we had seen roughly around 1,200 crores of order inflow, and it was more or less kind of flattish compared to last quarter, corresponding quarter last year. And after many quarters of successive growth, there has been some kind of a pause. Do you think this is temporary? What are the factors that are likely to grow, I mean, drive the growth further going forward? If you can elaborate on that, are there any large infrastructure orders which are there in the pipeline which can drive this growth? If you can talk more about this, it will be really great. And also the quality of those orders in terms of profitability, is it improving at the same place or probably even declining? So if you can talk about that.
Sir, Ravi, thank you for your question. The simple answer is the construction cycle is on. Very healthy inquiry pipeline is there. Quite a few orders are under finalization. So in that kind of a business, so there are many things that had happened. Number one is that we had always maintained we are not building a market share there. We are interested in profitable growth and free cash flows. That is the principle as far as that business is concerned. That continues. There is no change in that. Second is that we want to maintain our differentiation as a superior projects delivery. The huge order inflow, which was beyond our expectations. We never anticipated last year such kind of order inflows will be there, which means we have to beef up our design execution team. Imagine, projects business is not like a factory where everything is in a controlled environment and you have to mobilize people, you have to execute it, and there is a lot of focus that is going on, because easily you will get into a crisis where the customers are complaining or commercial controls are lost. So we were very clear in terms of building the order book, we will go in a particular manner. This is the second reason. Third is that it is natural for any company, if you have healthy order book and you are just about able to execute, you should be looking at healthy margins, healthy cash flows. That is how you will end up booking the order. You will not go ahead and dilute. To answer your questions, any order that had been booked in H2 of last year or this particular quarter or in the next few quarters will be of very high quality. That is very clear. That comes under the ERM or the enterprise risk management, the risk committee's strict review itself. So you are aware of, much more than anyone else, you are aware of this business history, what the industry went through, what we had gone through. So we are very clear about that as well. Now, in a particular quarter, you may end up losing an order. Because you wanted a particular price and or someone else quoted very attractively, it is always probable. But looking at the pipeline, there are quite a few segments which are doing extremely well in terms of inquiries, order finalization. These are manufacturing, followed by data center, healthcare. We are beginning to see hospitality sector coming in. Quite a few airport inquiries are going to be floated, and there is in the package air conditioning segment, tier 3, 4, 5 towns are doing extremely well. There again, you are seeing small hotels or educational institutions or marriage halls, on and so forth. There is a, if we are looking at segment wise, when we look at it, there seem to be, we are not sure whether our conclusion will be right. There are better institutions to tell that. I think office space consumption has slowed down compared with last few quarters. But then our growth is not... In the past few years, we have moved away from real office buildings. Hope I answered all your questions.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the detailed explanation. Is the drivers for the third segment very similar to the first segment, or there are differences there? Are there structural growth trajectories there too?
Distinctly different. It is based on the CapEx cycle. It is driven, in my view... it is directly related to the manufacturing related capex and the banking financial institutions related capex. The healthcare part of it is not dependent on anything. It is a segment which continues to grow.
Got it, sir. And last question, what would be the capex plans next 2 years, that is FY24-25?
In the AGM, this was a similar question. My rough estimate is somewhere around 750 crores over next 3 years. Much of it may happen in FY 24 and 25. The 26 will be lower. This is our rough estimate. But again, Blue Star has been very conservative in moderating it according to market demand, what we want to do. You can take it as some 750 crores.
Got it, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Gajare from Haitong Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Sir, I have two questions. You know, the first one is on the UCP business, basically. Given that we've seen a 6% growth in the segment and, you know, the industry has seen a decline and even the room air conditioning has seen a decline, is it possible you can throw some light on how the regional sales have been for you? You know, how the growth or decline has been across the regions? So that's the first question.
I think Tamil Nadu did well, but again, you know, it was April, it did extremely well. May first half, it did extremely well. Andhra Pradesh also was like that, April and May first half. You can't say south as a whole. East, northeast, throughout the season, did extremely well. And Gujarat did well. Mumbai was not, Mumbai was one location where it was March and April first 10 days. After that, it didn't pick up at all. Complete north would have been all back, according to me.
Sir, is it possible you could actually quantify how the growth generally was in the south for the quarter and how bad was it in the north and so on?
Again, it is compared with the last year you are saying, right? But that last year some locations were done bad. Say for example, Calcutta, when we say that it has grown by 40% over the previous year, how badly we did, we don't know in the east. And according to me, east was a flat compared with the previous year. So I don't think that data is going to lead. And I am of the view whether the increasingly I am coming to this conclusion, even with the government or policymakers. The overall market size for room air conditioners was 8 million units. That 8 million units should have moved up to 10 million in FY24. So we should be worrying about whether 10 million will happen or not. That 10 is supposed to become something like 13 by FY25. All the PLI schemes, the government working projections, everything is built on that particular one. The manufacturing capacity expansion of various companies also will be broadly based on these numbers. So I would be focusing on whether 10 is becoming 12, not some location grew or didn't grow. I don't think it is going to give any kind of an indication. And I am of the view there is a possibility still that 8 will become 10 this year. And the Blue Star own goal is from 8 lakh numbers what we did last year, we should do 10 lakh numbers. And what is going to happen is it will be festival season should do better than last year because summer season people have not bought. If you look back at the history, whenever summer has failed, festival season will always be looking good. And it is very likely that January, February, March will be a big thing that will be happening. And otherwise, my number of East, I have grown by 40. For example, Tamil Nadu has grown by some 30% in our case. I don't think that is an indicator of the market. And again, another thing in this, the whole thing is the primary sales. So whether it really got sold out in order to estimate, that's why I said this data ecosystem is something which is yet to mature in this particular industry. So best thing to do is whether 8 lakh number will become 10 lakh number, and I believe it, though the data comes much later, Bureau of Energy Efficiency's overall data, that what is the license fee they collected for the BE labeling. which again, they don't publish it as brand-wise or something like this, but for the estimates of the government and the policy, they do share that data in a limited way. So my two, like Gujarat, our growth, if I recollect, I don't have the papers in front of me, I think we grew by 20%. So in Q1, Gujarat growth of 20% is not going to be any indicator for any estimate.
Sure. So my second question is on the project business. You know, we have a strong order backlog now. You did indicate, you know, during the analyst meet of your intention to go, you know, North American market, European market. Is it possible you could split this order backlog that you have right now, you know, between domestic and international, and the kind of profitability that you have in both these markets? That's my last question. Thank you.
So first of all, the segment one is the electromechanical projects and the package, the air conditioning. These two are there. The commercial air conditioning is part and parcel of that. And you know very well that our export presence today is Middle East and South Asia and the North Africa. This is the market. Now, the annual report very clearly gives you what is our export revenue. We are a minuscule player there. There is a demand for our products in European market, in North American market. Therefore, we wanted to pursue these opportunities. We have set up wholly owned subsidiaries in Europe as well as North America. I think I had explained in the May meeting, in export market, you cannot take an Indian product and sell. It is, say, for example, United States will be, a frequency itself is different. It's a 60 hertz product. It has to meet their energy efficiency norms, refrigerant norms, and the brands to whom you want to sell, you have to get past the approval. So the R&D testing, all this happens over a 12 to 18 month period. There will be some trial orders that will be given to you for you to produce, and they are to validate the product, and we want to be satisfied because we won't enter United States market with a product which is off base, because our interest is much, much bigger interest and ambition there. It may take 5 years, 10 years, but we want to build. Because we are not going to be getting into, at least we explained to you, we are not going to be in refrigerator washing machine. If it is air conditioning and refrigeration, we want to do it as a global player in a big way. That is the direction for Blue Star. So therefore, in this quarter revenue or in this backlog, there is nothing that is significant from United States or Europe. It will be some trial orders. And I don't think it will be even $2 million or $3 million dollars there. We will, when we have significant order wins, we will be happy to report that this is the win that we have got. So right now, it is in the pending order, nothing will be there. The pending order comprises, pending order book comprises electromechanical projects business, and the commercial air conditioning business, which are ducted systems and inverter VRS, inverter ducts and VRS. This is where we are.
Right, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankur Sharma from HDFC Life. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. Thanks for your time as always. Not sure if this question was answered, but if you could talk about the channel inventory, given the fact that, you know, as you said, the companies and the channel were preparing for a good summer, and clearly, you know, the unseasonal rainfalls hurt. So one was on channel inventory. How's that? And more importantly, we've heard there be some price cuts, in fact, to clear out inventory as well. So if you could just talk about what have you been hearing, what is competition doing, etc.
I can talk about ourselves that the inventory is not, you know, what it used to happen 3-4 years ago, that is not the case because we are able to quickly moderate the inventory level. So it may be slightly higher, that's about all, nothing alarming or nothing significant to worry about there. In fact, if we are to look at the working capital deployment, July of this year versus July of last year, there is nothing, no significant change. It is more or less the same. Working capital turns had remained unaltered. Industry, there are some pockets, there are inventory. And now, fortunately, this year, the dealers did not buy. They were also regulating their cash flows. Whomsoever had bought in May, they could buy only after clearing out their inventory. They been also very prudent. On the whole, there may be pockets and some brands may be carrying an inventory, but I do not think... compared with the past, I am also witnessing the industry has come to terms with it. Fine, it is a bad summer season, so what we will carry on. That's what I am seeing, a much different. Otherwise, we all will be running, crying here, there. In the past, we will go and say that reduce the GST, do this, do that and all. I don't think so. We have come to terms with that. Therefore, my conclusion is, it is not a big thing. There may be some inventory. I do not think it is something impacting the industry in a big way. And definitely not Blue Star.
Okay. And just a second question on your guidance for the full year in terms of sales growth and margins for the UCP segment. Any changes there?
In January, I felt that FY24 should be a 20% growth and Blue Star should grow by 25%. Somewhere in April, I had said that it should grow by 15% and we should be growing by 20%. And I think it will be somewhere around between 10 to 15 is my latest estimate. And Blue Star also should be growing in the same way.
And margin, sir?
If we want to maintain the EBIT projections, which we have said, it will be for a full year basis, it is 8 to 8.5%.
Okay. Yeah, so, you're sticking to the margin largely around the 18%.
Blue Star will be always be concerned about that. You know, if you are falling in margin one quarter, you can fall. But we are very clear that on a full year basis, we should be attempting. Again, this also I had clarified that 3 years ago, prior to COVID, prior to PLI scheme, we always felt that it will be 9.5 to 10 or at least 9 to 9.5. No longer we are saying this, which you may take note of it. I think with the capacity expansion that is happening and the new competitive landscape, one should be happy if it is 8 to 8.5%.
Got it. Yeah, all the best with that.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pankaj Tibrewal from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I want to dwell a little more on the capital raise plans. Though Nikhilji alluded on that the balance sheet strengthening is the primary cause. But when I look at all the parameters today, and the fact that we have done 600 crores of capex in the last 2 years, and the next 2 years will not be that substantial, I'm still not able to understand why to raise capital unless there is a big plan on some investment, because the DNA of the organization is quite disciplined on the working capital side, whether it be project business or whether it be the UCP business. So just wanted to understand more, where is this money going to be, or is it the experience of COVID, where, you know, we at one point were a little bit, you know, in a bit of a precarious situation, is that leading to raise of capital? Just, that will help because equity comes with its own cost. Thank you.
Yeah, so thank you for that question. It's good that you asked that question as well. first of all, there have been, this is a different question. That in my 10 interactions, 7 used to ask, why you are not raising capital? How are you going to be funding this capex growth? So it originated with, look, it will grow and you have been very conservative. You have to expand capacity. We have not been aggressive in expanding the capacity. And you know very well, we were the first one to commission a room air conditioner plant under the PLI scheme in the industry and in Sri City. Now, we have been very clear that as a corporate core competence, manufacturing value addition is very important. And for margin improvement, given our past margin profile, we felt that it is important for us to go ahead and invest in manufacturing. Third is that regulatory requirements call for you. If you have to operate profitably, you have to be doing it. Now, the other important reason in room air conditioner, which is highly seasonal, where you start building the inventory from December. So, in the earlier conversations, you would have heard that if it is the year 2017-16, if this kind of a summer thing, we would have been stuck with huge inventory because the orders would have been placed, the LCs would have been opened, and these machines will be. COVID year, that's what happened in 2020. We had more than 450 crores of inventory and more than 900 containers all coming in. And if you know that quarter, we paid some 8 crores of demurrage charges alone we took for holding that containers. Now, it is important in this business that you have that flexibility of moderating the inventory buildup. So, manufacturing is important for that. The commercial refrigeration business, the more than 60% of the products we sold were sourced from China. That's how it was. Now, it is a voluminous product, a deep freezer, and low-cost product. That particular product, something like 7% of the cost is in packaging. And then the ocean freight and the transportation all put together was huge. Some 16-17% you end up spending for that. Then you have the exchange rate going up. So that business will not be, you will not be able to justify importing anymore. You have to make it here. So therefore we invested in developing capability, how you will develop that product at a Chinese cost. And we reached year before last at the Chinese landed cost, I will be able to develop a product and I can manufacture. That's how the deep freezer investment came in. That was up to 300 liter capacity, 300, 400, 500. Now the ice cream industry is growing and when they are reaching tier 3, 4, 5 or the processed food, it is calling for lesser capacity, 250, 200, 150, which is even more competitive in order to manufacture. Every 10 rupee, 20 rupee will matter there. So we developed that capability and we are investing there to go ahead and manufacture those smaller capacities. Now, room air conditioners, we are very clear that this market will continue to grow. And what are we talking about? We are now talking about some 10 million units against market size, domestic market size of 90 million units in China, or a total capacity that is manufactured 130 million in China alone. So where is 10 million? 10 will become 20 within 3 years. 20 will become 40 within another 3 years. So there is one summer season, all this will happen, but the direction is very clear. Therefore, that capacity is required. Now, one has decided that I will be only air conditioning refrigeration company and you will go outside and sell. And we believe that we have the right to win business in Europe and in United States of America. There is absolutely no doubt about it because we hold those IPs. Whether it is a VRF system, whether it is the inverter, we have mastered that. And in that context, if you want to sell, there is nothing. We can't import from somewhere and sell. And we are very clear that it is not necessary Our calculation clearly shows that it is not necessary for us to set up a manufacturing unit overseas. It is not at all necessary for Europe or United States. And in that context, we need capacity. So it is mainly meant for capacity expansion. Now, it is not to do with there will be another COVID. I think that's what you implied, that we want some resilient capital in hand if another COVID comes or something like that. While it may as well happen, but this plan is not connected with that. The question is, when we have become 8,000 crore, 8,000 to 10,000, 10,000 to 12,000 crore is a reality. And in that reality, what is the working capital need, you will? And our balance sheet had been thin. The very question of yours has the answer. How with this network you will be able to fund for the growth? And this is the background, and Nikhil wrote.
Yeah. Right. Just to Pankaj elaborate, like you said, while there was a 500 crore capex in the past, the guidance that we have given now is around 750 crores over the next 3 years. Of which also large part of which it will happen in F24 and 25. So that's the primary reason why this fundraise is there.
Okay. Now, my only, I understand the entire argument on that. My only point was that net debt to trailing 12 months EBITDA is still half a time. And some debt is always good from a discipline perspective from a corporate side. So this
will not make us debt-free because our working capital financing will continue by way of debt, and that is going to happen. It's not going to make us debt-free. We will have the, and it is up to 1,000 crores. So we are trying to bring in that optimum capital structure which is required. We have taken an approval up to 1,000 crores on the board. Depending on our requirements over the next 2 to 3 years is what we are going to plan out.
Great, great. Wish you guys all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavin Vitlani from SBI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Afternoon, gentlemen. Just one question from my side. Your peer sets have invested in captive compressor facilities, giving the reason that technology changes will be rapid and that will give them a competitive edge. Well, Blue Star has not, both in the commercial refs and the why would you believe it will not be a competitive disadvantage for you?
Thank you for that question. See, the commercial air conditioner has huge varieties of compressors. So the problem of this in India is it is a growing market. It is yet to reach optimal size. We are again in commercial Asia, a minuscule country in terms of consumption. Now, overall market size is small. Within that, you will have some 60 to 70 types of compressors. So it is impossible for India to be manufacturing that. Nobody can manufacture. And globally, there are commercial air conditioning, commercial refrigeration, compressor companies. There are plenty of them. And it is prudent for you to depend on them. There is no reason for you to be doing captive when you don't have the scale. It is ridiculous, actually, the scale that we have, some 300, 200, 100 compressors. You cannot set up a facility at all. These compressors are distinctly different applications. Okay, so therefore, commercial AC or commercial refrigeration is not a concern. Come to room air conditioners. The compressor is a high technology product, and as I had clarified a number of times, Blue Star is no longer concerned about the technological capabilities. Yes, it is a difficult job. We will have our own, the learning curve to be developing a particular product at a particular price for a particular margin that we have to realize. I'm not undermining the challenge, but it is not impossible for Blue Star to do. Our concern is connected with what is the break-even volume that you should have. Now, if Blue Star is making compressors, you can imagine I cannot sell that to any other manufacturer, because quite a few multinationals have their own compressors coming from abroad. They are not going to buy from me. My competitors will not buy. Because there are compressor manufacturers also outside, or why they should be very clearly competitive. Mr. Piyush Goyal at the time of PLI had tried this, whether Indian companies can come together to set up a compressor manufacturing venture. Calculation showed that for this scale, it is really not possible. My view is that if you, Blue Star, when it reaches 2 million units in room air conditioners, this year, hopefully we will be doing 1 million. So when we reach 2 million, you can evaluate whether at that cost, whether it is viable for you. And as of now, with this 1 million or 1.2, next year 1.5, third year, I don't think it is prudent for us to get into compressors.
Sure, that was my question. Thank you so much for taking the questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Bhartia from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, sir. So my question is again on the fundraising plan. Now, even if we are spending, let's say, 300-350 crore annually over the next 2 years, we should be generating EBIT, which is going to be higher than that, actually significantly higher than that, which should take care of your CapEx requirements as well as working capital requirements. So even if the net debt goes up, it will go up by a fairly minuscule number. So just unable to understand why exactly are we going for an equity raise.
Yeah, so see, if you look at the debt number, today my gross debt number, as I said, is around 600 crores and net debt is around 285 crores. If you see, as the company increases its scale, therefore I just try to relate it to the earlier number where last year it was a net cash position of 87 crores. So as the scale goes up, the requirements are bound to go up. The CapEx plan which the company has till now, we have continuously funded from internal accruals. Going forward, as we said, we want to continue with this backward integration journey with the increase of product portfolio also, which will require investments in R&D. All of these investments will require us to spend around 750 crores. Now, if I have to use that kind of a money over next year or two, then I need to have leverage capacity which will be available to me, because that is not going to be the end of it. See, I have to see the balance sheet which will be ready for my future growth also after that. I have to see over long term. As we said that we have invested in Sri City in one more land, which will be a Sri City 2, where we will look at expanding the commercial air conditioning after say a year or two. So it is with a long term intent that this planning has been done for balance sheet. It's not something which is only for next 1 year.
Okay. Is it so, sir, that you don't want to have much debt on the balance sheet, and at least on a net gearing basis, you want to be net cash positive at almost all times? Is that how you think?
We want to be prudent as far as debt is concerned. We'll never like to over-leverage ourselves.
And sorry, just to hop on this, when you say over-leverage, up to what level of debt are you comfortable? And when I'm speaking about debt, I'm basically referring to net debt levels.
So see, I would say that a net debt position anywhere above 0.225 to 0.3 makes us very uncomfortable. Also because this is, one thing we have to understand is in terms of rating, in terms of balance sheet strength, all of that, it becomes very important. You know, this is a seasonal business. So you need to ensure that your position is right through the seasons also. Suppose the season is bad, you are not influenced by high debt levels at that point of time. So you have to have that optimum balance for the capital structure. You can't be, you know, over leveraged and then suddenly face a problem over there.
Understood, sir. And so my last question is on the exports potential. While what you're doing in North America, Europe sounds very encouraging, just wanted to understand what are the kind of internal targets that you're having, how you thinking of these markets shaping up, and can they become a meaningful part of the business, let's say, over a 5-6 year? Thank you.
See, with US and Europe, it is still just a beginning. As we said, we have communicated that we'll come out with the strategy in some another 6 months' time. We have got some anchor customers with whom we are talking. We have already been present in the Middle East, through which we are in touch with few of these customers. The markets, of course, are promising, and that is why we have formed a subsidiary over there. At present, as we speak, we are connected with a few of them, and we feel that this market does hold a good promise. There is an immense potential there. Of course, we have to deliver on that potential, and we are confident we will, which makes us kind of very positive for this entire start we have done in those geographies.
Sure, sir. That's helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We'll take that as the last question. I would now like to hand the conference back to Mr. Nikhil Soni for closing comments.
Yeah. So thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. With this, we conclude this quarter's earning call. Do feel free to revert to us in case any of your questions were not fully answered, and we'll be happy to provide you with additional details by email or in person. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Blue Star Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.